morning and welcome to today's presentation of High School Softball. Today, we bring you live coverage of the 2026 Softball State Quarterfinals featuring the Grass Lake Warriors and the Whiteford Bobcats at Novi High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM and at WKHM.com. Thanks for joining me today. Game, of course, has been moved up from 5 o'clock originally up now to 11 o'clock as a result of some potential rain and storms coming in this afternoon. Now, there is still a chance that we might get some rain throughout the game today, but it's going to be not nearly as bad as what we could potentially be facing later on this afternoon if this game had proceeded as originally scheduled. So here we are from Novi. Beautiful facilities here, baseball and softball facilities. So the Grass Lake Warriors, they are coming in off of a regional championship win. They were able to take down the Homer Trojans in the regional semifinals, 5-2, and then 4-2, a thrilling win, 4-2 over Clinton. And that was a game in which runs were at a premium first half of the game, scoreless. Grass Lake eventually able to get their first run in the top of the fourth inning, take a 1-0 lead, and then a huge 3-run sixth inning, which grew that lead to 4-0. And then that's when Clinton started to creep back into it. They scored their first run in the bottom of the sixth, and then in the bottom of the seventh, they were able to score not only another run, but get bases loaded with two outs, a couple of good run-saving defensive plays by the Grass Lake Warriors in that one to prevent any further runs from scoring. And, of course, brilliant pitching from Mo Conrad, able to get some soft contact on that last out as her team was able to get out of that jam. Again, there was a chance that Clinton not only would be able to tie the game, but could have walked it off. They could have very easily walked it off if they were able to get a good enough hit into the outfield. So, great stuff by Grass Lake, able to come through, take down a very, very tough Clinton team, one of the best teams in Division III. And that's one of the tough tests that they have had already in the postseason. Them and Columbia Central, two of the best teams in all of Division III that they've been able to take down in their playoff path. Obviously, last season, winning their first state championship in program history. Currently, they stand with a 33-5 record on the season. So they're looking to keep it going right here against a team that has more than enough history of making deep, deep playoff runs in the past. Didn't work out for them last year. They lost in their first playoff game in the district tournament, 12-0 in six innings to St. Mary Catholic Central. But prior to that, they made three straight trips to the state championships in Division III, but they lost all of them. They're still just trying to break on through here recently, but despite that, again, still a lot of recent history breaking through to the state championship game. Again, losing three straight from 2022 to 2024. Also lost the state championship in 2017. But before 2024, they were actually a Division IV team. So Division IV team that moved up to Division III, and they still were able to have a ton of success. And even in those seasons that they were not able to make it to the state championship game, they were still routinely making a lot of deep postseason runs, quarterfinal runs specifically. So last season, being out in only the district semifinals, very abnormal for this team. That's an outlier. This team is much more accustomed to making deep playoff runs. And that's exactly what they've done this season. They're back here in the state quarterfinals, looking to break back through to Michigan State University. Again, winner of this game is going to be taking on the winner of Boyne City and Everett in the state semis on Friday. at Michigan State University. And, of course, the winner from there moves on to the softball state championship on Saturday. So you know this this Grass Lake team, they want to get back to Michigan State University. A lot of great memories from that playoff run last year. And the way they're playing, it's hard to bet against this Grass Lake team. But for Whiteford as well, a team that has, as I mentioned, more than enough deep postseason experience. Hard to bet against them either, even though their record doesn't quite jump off the page. 23-11 on the season. Their playoff run, able to beat Erie Mason and St. Mary Catholic Central, a very good St. Mary Catholic Central team in the district tournament. And they just came off of Saturday taking down University Liggett and Plymouth Christian Academy in the regional tournament to clinch their spot right back here in the state quarterfinals. Looking at the most recent matchup between the two teams, it came in 2023. That was one of those seasons that Whiteford made it all the way to the state championship but lost. These two teams actually met up two times in that 2023 season, with Whiteford taking both of those matchups. They won in the regular season and then able to take down Grass Lake 5-1 in the regional championship. So obviously last several seasons, a lot has changed between these two teams, specifically for Grass Lake, as they've really turned into a softball juggernaut at the Division III level. So we'll see what happens in this matchup between these two teams as they're currently going through their coaches meeting pregame, and then going to be very shortly going into the national anthem and then starting here at Novi High School. Again, a slight threat of rain. I think there might be some periods of rain. Shouldn't be too bad. I'm really hoping, especially because I'm set up outside, really hoping that it's going to be maybe some sprinkles, not really anything turning into a full-on rain. So, again, that's why they moved the game up, because it looks like it's going to be a lot not nastier coming up this afternoon for the originally scheduled 5 o'clock first pitch time, as opposed to right now getting this thing underway at 11 o'clock here from Novi. It's going to be very cloudy at the very least throughout this game. So, not going to be needing any sunscreen today as we look back a little bit more specifically at that regional championship game, Grass Lake and Clinton. Mo Conrad, of course, as always, she's going to be out there in the circle for Grass Lake. And in that one, of course, going the full seven innings, she allowed just two runs on eight hits, one strikeout, two walks, and only one wild pitch as well. Of course, the big threatening inning, and that one being the sixth and seventh innings. Sixth inning specifically for Clinton. They actually scored the run right at the end of the inning, and then being aggressive on that base hit, they had a second base runner coming in trying to score another run, but called out at home, and that ended up being that third out of the inning. So they were trying to score even more runs right there. So great defensive work, great relay throw from the outfield in order to gun down that second runner, preventing not only that second run, but from that inning continuing and a potential further rally in that inning from Clinton with the momentum that they were starting to build. And that rolled again into the bottom of the seventh inning, started off with an error, back-to-back base hits from the bottom three of Clinton's batting order. So just like that, you got two on with no outs. You've got a run that already scored at that point. So you've got the tying run on base already with no outs. So a big situation for Clinton. And as I mentioned from there, great defensive work for Grass Lake to prevent any further runs from scoring and eventually able to walk away from a bases loaded situation for Clinton so that they could clinch that region at Hanover Horton High School and advance onward here to the state quarterfinals. So that's going to do it for the pregame show. We're going to going to take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to have starting lineups and first pitch between Grass Lake and Whiteford in the state quarterfinals, presented by Aspen 1 Hour here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
We're back here from Novi High School for today's live softball coverage in the state quarterfinals between the Grass Lake Warriors and the Whiteford Bobcats. Connor Dockery with you here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM and at WKHM.com. Thanks for hanging out with us. A good amount of people making the trip out here today. A little bit more Whiteford supporters than Grass Lake supporters, at least early on, I imagine. The late time change, obviously a big impact on folks' abilities to make the trip out here. So if that's the case, that's why I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I am your eyes and your ears here at the state quarterfinals so that you can follow along live, even if you cannot be here to support the team in person. Grass Lake, of course, looking to make it back to Michigan State University on Friday for the state semifinals. Winner of this game taking on the winner of Boyne City and Everett there in the state semis on Friday. So Grass Lake, they'll be batting first in this one as Peyton Welch, starting pitcher for Whiteford, throws out the remainder of her warm-up pitches. A little bit of a identity crisis here between these two teams. Both teams are navy blue and gold colored, and both teams are wearing white as well. So Grass Lake in their white uniforms, navy pinstripes, navy blue numbers, and white batting helmets. Meanwhile, for Whiteford, their full white jerseys with the navy blue numbers trimmed in gold. They've got the thick navy blue and gold stripes down the sides as Lily McVicker steps into the left-handed batter's box, takes the first pitch outside from Welch, and it's going to be ball one. The state quarterfinals officially underway from Novi High School. As I mentioned, cloudy, going to be cloudy the entire day, potentially some periods of rain during this game, but hopefully nothing bad enough that prompts any stoppage. McVicker briefly steps out of the box and then gets back in. Next pitch from Welch, too high on the riser, and that one's going to bounce off the glove of the catcher Williams and goes straight to the backstop. So Peyton Welch trying to get back into the strike zone here to start this one. A quick 2-0 count for Lily McVicker. He's got the next pitch. That one gets the outside half. Top corner of the zone, called strike one. So the top three of the Grass Lake batting order today, we got Lily McVicker in center field, Layla Smith at second, and Mackenzie Hillbearer at short. Next pitch comes in from Welch, showing bunt, but McVicker missing the contact, and it's going to be strike two. Middle three of the Grass Lake batting order today, Mo Conrad pitching, Kennedy Collins at third, and Michaela Jurek at first base. The 2-2. Check swing, but it's in the zone. Called strike three. Big first out for Whiteford, and Peyton Welch again looked a little shaky on those first two pitches, trying to get back into that strike zone, but she did. And able to get McVicker looking for her first strikeout of the day. Bases empty, one out. Top of the first. Here's Layla Smith. First pitch, late swing and a miss, could not catch up to that fastball. Bottom three for the Grass Lake batting order will be the catcher, Chloe Holyfield, right fielder, Kaylee Hillbearer, and left fielder, Adeline Henson. Head coach is Roger Cook. The 0-1. That's going to be a swing and a foul tip. A little bit of a jam there inside half of the plate. We'll make contact there, but Layla Smith, she falls behind 0-2. To Peyton Welch in the circle. Taps her bat on home plate. A quick practice swing showing bunt before the pitch. Pitch comes in, holds off, and the pitch is up and away for ball one. Start to get some break in the clouds. Don't give us some false hope. still not going to be comfortable with the potential rain situation until this one's all but over. And I'm in my car going home. Swing and a miss from Smith on the 1-2 pitch. Back-to-back strikeouts for Peyton Welch to get going in the top of the first inning. And now here's Mackenzie Hillbearer trying to keep the inning alive for the Lady Warriors. Junior for this Grass Lake team. A lot of younger players on this Grass Lake team. They do have a few seniors. But, yeah, Grass Lake, they've become a softball superpower in Division III. So, yeah, expect this team to be around for quite some time as the first pitch in there for strike one. Here's the next delivery from Welch on its way. That one misses up and in. That's going to be ball one. One ball, one strike count for Mackenzie Hillbearer, the Grass Lake shortstop to start this one. Starting to feel a couple sprinkles. Hopefully it doesn't develop into anything more than that. One ball, one strike on its way. Swinging a foul to the screen to the right-hand side. Makes it a 1-2 count. Peyton Welch. She's really hitting her spot so far. And she's going to be trying to get out of this inning in order. Potential to strike out Grass Lake in order to get out of this first inning. Next pitch, 1-2, up and away. That one noticeably too high from my vantage point, getting a couple groans from Whiteford's side. Supporters thinking that was going to be called strike three, but it is ball two. Here we go. Welch ready to go. 2-2 on its way. A swing and a foul tip and a screen behind. She stays alive. Still 1-2. The make it 2-2 the count. Just hanging in there. Base is empty, two outs, no score yet. Top of the first from Novi High School. Another 2-2. Misses high, up and in. A little bit of chin music right there. A little bit of a dodge there by Kenzie Hillbearer. And that makes it a 3-2 full count. Trying to keep this inning going. Some more sprinkles coming in now. Starting to get a little bit more consistent, but not anything that would cause a stoppage. We've got a swing and a foul up and out of play. And still staying alive here for Mackenzie Hillbearer. Takes a deep breath before getting back into the batter's box. Here's another payoff from Peyton Welch. Swing, another foul. Man, Mackenzie Hillbearer, she's a tough cookie to get out of this inning. She's just hanging in there. Still 3-2. Really good as well. Trying to mount the pressure here. Grasslake trying to get some two-out magic going here in the top of the first. You just never know with teams of this caliber. Anytime they can keep innings going, anything can happen. We got another swing and a foul off to the right-hand side. Amazing at bat right here for Mackenzie Hillbearer, regardless at this point of what happens. Just really making it tough on Peyton Welch to get her out, to try to get out of this inning. Takes a moment, gets back into the right-handed batter's box. Welch, here comes another payoff. Called strike three, inside half. Ooh, that looked a little far inside for my eye, but home plate umpire saw it differently. And there's strike three. Peyton Welch strikes out the side. And we head to the bottom of the first. No score yet. This is the softball state quarterfinals brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Happy summer! This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
No score yet. Peyton Welch strikes out Grass Lake in order to start the top of the first. Now in the bottom of the first, Mo Conrad throwing the last of her warm-up pitches there in the circle here as we look to get underway here in the bottom of the first inning. Today's coverage brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, will be Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC. And Phelps Towing. Still some pretty consistent light sprinkling. Again, nothing that would warrant any sort of stoppage here. Full turf, by the way, full turf field here at Novi High School. Again, very, very nice facilities here, both the baseball and the softball field. Very nice here at Novi High School. They even got a screen, a scoreboard with a full video screen. Very nice. So here we go. Whiteford, they are being led off by Avi Wood, the center fielder, as she immediately sends the first pitch foul up and over the Whiteford dugout and out of play. O'Conrad steps back in. Next pitch, that one's going to be tapped foul to the left-hand side, so Conrad gets out in front with a quick 0-2 count. as we go through the White Fur batting order. A.B. Wood, the center fielder, followed by Addison Cazino, third baseman, and first baseman Ava Stevens to round out the top three due up in this inning. Quick 0-2, that's going to run in and get her on the inner thigh. She takes that one and will head to first base. First base runner of the game is a hit batter, and Whiteford going to look to strike first in this ball game in the bottom of the first inning, as the third baseman Addison Cazino will step in. Middle three of the Whiteford order is Bailey Spradling, shortstop, pitcher Peyton Welch, and then the left fielder Allison Griffith. Conrad rocks and fires. First pitch to Cazino. That one's going to be off the glove of Hollyfield, and then the throw offline as A.V. Wood, she's able to capitalize on that delivery, a pass ball that is going to move a runner into scoring position. Runner on second with no outs. Bottom of the first, no score yet, and a 1-0 count to Addison Cazino. Conrad ready to go in the circle. Here's the next delivery. That one misses inside, off the glove again of Hollyfield, and A.B. Wood going to move up to third now. First run of the game just 60 feet away at third base with no outs. A great chance for Whiteford to strike first in this game. We're going to have a meeting in the circle now, as Grass Lake's infielders trying to get this together. Meanwhile, a 2-0 count to Cazino. So not only is Whiteford in a prime position just to score in general, but an excellent opportunity for Cazino individually in this count. 2-0. That's going to be taken on the inside half of the plate. Called strike one. Kind of on that upper inside corner. Getting that zone. 2-1. Conrad getting back into the counts. Walks back into the circle. Rocks and fires. Showing bunt now. Cazino. That was gloved by Kennedy Collins. And then now a pump fake throw at first. Instead goes to third and gets A.V. Wood off the bag. Beautiful defense by Kennedy Collins. Tricking A.V. Wood there on a bit of a suicide squeeze there, but it did not work out for Whiteford. Huge first out. So now Cazino at first on fielder's choice with one out. No score yet. Bottom of the first. That brings in Ava Stevens, the first baseman for Whiteford. As we got a line drive into center field, into the glove of Nick Vicker. Four out number two. Throw back in is wild. And now that's going to accordingly advance Cazino to second. So a line out and an error. Got a runner on second with two outs. And now Bailey Spradling in to try to keep the inning going for Whiteford. They had a beautiful opportunity. Runner on third with zero outs. But now a good opportunity for Grass Lake to try to keep this game scoreless. So the first delivery, that one is going to be the lower outside corner for a called first strike. Conrad once more, 0-1. That one just off the plate, low and away. Good block there. Good snag by Hollyfield. One ball, one strike, preventing any movement on the bases there from second. Already had a little bit too much movement on the bases for Grass Lake's liking to this point. Pitch one lower inside, runs in and gets her on the ankle. Bailey Spradling hit by pitch. That's the second batter hit by a pitch in this inning. And now Whiteford has runners on first and second with two outs. Here's the number five batter, pitcher Peyton Welch. Of course, Peyton Welch looking to do herself a favor, trying to help give her some run support as she looks forward to pitching back in the top of the second inning after striking out Grass Lake in order in the top of this first inning. Takes a couple practice swings, stands in the box. First pitch, swing and a miss late behind that riser behind Bo Conrad. And it's an 0-1 count. Great job for Conrad this time getting ahead in the count. She's been pitching from behind a little bit in this inning. 0-1 swing and a grounder. This one's going to roll foul along the first baseline, gloved by Jurek. And it's a 0-2 count for Peyton Welch. Great opportunity now for Mo Conrad to get out of this inning after, again, Whiteford runner on third with zero outs. They potentially will come away with nothing. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got her. What a time to come through with your first strikeout of the game. Retires two on, and this game remains scoreless. We go to the top of the second. This is the girls softball state quarterfinals, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at kellyexpressmart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
No score yet, although Whiteford really threatened there in the bottom of the first inning, but no dice. Connor Dockery broadcasting live from Novi High School. Today's coverage brought to you by Prates Place Restaurant in Grass Lake, open 7 days a week. Live music on select nights, offering smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. Even an event space for your next event. That's Prates Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Dine in today. Bo Conrad leading us off for the Lady Warriors in the top of the second inning. Swings and misses on the first pitch. As the drizzling here at Novi High School seemed to die down there momentarily towards the end of the last inning, but starting to pick back up a little bit here. But everybody here braving the elements. Not many rain jackets or umbrellas that I see today. Again, very light, not enough to really warrant any sort of concern for this game, as we got a swing and a foul. That one screams to the screen there on the right-hand side where we got supporters, which there is signs there that if you stand right there on the netting, even though there is netting there, you could still get hit with that momentum into the netting. 0-2 for Conrad. She looks at the next pitch up and away for ball two. Great take there for the senior pitcher for Grass Lake, who has been absolutely instrumental in the team's success the last two seasons. Unbelievable for this team. 2-2 from Welch. That's going to be a swing and a grounder. This one goes softly to first base, and Stevens just loves it. Takes one step back onto the bag to secure the first out of the inning. So four batters faced, four batters retired for Peyton Welch in the circle for the Whiteford Bobcats. And this brings in the number five batter for Grass Lake, third baseman Kennedy Collins. First pitch, that one's going to be taken off the plate for ball one. And starting to pick up now a little bit. Again, a little bit more consistent drizzle here going towards the left-hand side. Got a swing and a foul up into the screen. One ball, one strike now for Kennedy Collins. Again, she's probably the biggest reason why this game is still scoreless. Last half inning for Whiteford, they had a runner on third with zero outs, and then a bunt, suicide squeeze there. She was able to make a fake throw to first and then throw back to third to get that base runner out, throw her off and get her in between the bases. She swings and misses now, falls behind 1-2. Next pitch on its way, swing and a miss. Fourth strikeout in five batters for Peyton Welch. There's out number two. It's like still searching for that first base runner of the game. Base is empty, two outs, no score. Here's Michaela Jurek trying to keep the inning alive for the Lady Warriors. Fastball, that one misses high for ball one. See a couple more umbrellas being broken out here from both sides. A lot more Grass Lake supporters coming in now. I had a feeling that we would maybe have some of them coming in a little bit later. But again, if you're not able to make the trip today, or maybe you're coming in a little bit late, that's what we're here for. Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, also streaming online, WKHM.com. Swinging a foul for Jurek. It's a one ball, one strike count now. Peyton Welch rocks and fires, swing, line drive, foul over to the bullpen area beyond the Whiteford dugout. And it's a 1-2 count. Chance again for Peyton Welch to retire Grass Lake in order here in the top of the second. Fires, 1-2. Swing and a grounder. This one softly to second base. That one gloved. Scott throw to Stevens at first in time. And Grass Lake again goes down in order in the top of the second inning. No score yet. Bottom of two coming your way next. This is the girls softball state quarterfinals brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Novi High School, where we're broadcasting live the Division III softball state quarterfinals between Grass Lake and Ottawa Lake Whiteford. No score yet. Now in the bottom of the second inning, Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Today's coverage brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Thank you for your support in today's coverage of high school girls playoff softball. So Grass Lake retired in order in both the first and second innings. Whiteford, they threatened as we got a swing and a pop in the center field on the first pitch for Allison Griffith leading us off. And that's going to be a quick first out, much needed defensively for Grass Lake, as Whiteford now with their number seven hitter, Alexis Williams, the catcher. She stands in now. So Whiteford, man, they really, really threatened in the bottom of the first. We got a swing and a foul tip behind on the first pitch. So Mo Conrad in the circle, hit Avi Wood with a pitch, and then Addie Casino getting on fielder's choice with that a couple pass balls in there, getting Wood after getting hit by a pitch, getting her all the way up to third with no outs, and then that great defensive play by Kennedy Collins at third, getting her out off the bag to prevent that great run-scoring opportunity. But then another hit by pitch, getting some more pressure on the bases. Presley got with a pitch out of that jam, swing and a miss. Now a 1-2 count. Previous pitch was a check swing, which the first base umpire was able to overrule the home plate umpire and rule that retroactively a strike. 1-2 pitch from Conrad. That one misses high to Alexis Williams. Williams followed by Ava Butts in right field and Raylan Scott second base. Head coach is Matt Van Brandt for Whiteford. 2-2 on its way. That one held off, up and away. Man, great location, but just a little too high on the delivery. Williams, great take. Runs the count full, 3-2. Still a consistent light drizzle here from Novi High School. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip. Man, just got a piece of that one. Just staying alive in this count. Bases empty, one out, no score yet here in the bottom of the second inning. As is the case really at this stage of the postseason. Going to be a lot of scoreless innings as the just overall pitching abilities get that much greater. I mean, we've already seen it on display from both these pitchers in this one, and even defensively as well. Grass Lake has shown off some tremendous run-saving defense throughout the postseason, and that is well on display in that first inning with Whiteford blowing a zero-out runner on third opportunity. Another fouled pitch followed by another fouled pitch. 3-2, the count remains for Alexis Williams. Oh, Conrad looking to get the second out of the inning. Looks like we need a new softball, and Conrad throws that one back in. And the home plate umpire offers another new one. 3-2. Here's the payoff. Swinging a pop. This one foul up and over us and out of play. And it remains a 3-2 full count. Rasek, of course, after a little bit of a sketchy bottom of the first inning, which they did get out unscathed. They just need a quick inning right here as we got another swing and a foul to our right and out of play. They're trying to get back into the batter's box, trying to build some momentum at the plate, get some pressure against Ottawa Lake Whiteford's starting pitcher, Peyton Welch, who has been phenomenal so far through two innings. After another foul, fastball misses high, and that's ball four. So a lengthy battle at the plate. Alexis Williams wins out. That's the first walk issued today by Mo Conrad. And they've got another base runner. She stands on first with one out. Here's the number eight batter, right fielder Ava Butts. Rocks and fires, first pitch right down Main Street. There's the first strike. Still a pretty consistent drizzle here, which I, based on seeing the radar before the game, this will probably continue until closer to noon and hopefully be taking a break. We got the next pitch and then a throw back into first, trying to get Williams off the bag. She's able to dive back in safely. One ball, one strike count, meanwhile, to Ava Butts. Gets back into the right-handed batter's box. Conrad ready to go. Rocks and fires. Ooh, where did that one miss? Pretty close. A little bit low. Evidently too low there for the home plate umpire. Two balls and a strike for Mo Conrad. Rocks and fires trying to get back into the zone. Misses high again. 3-1. At risk of issuing back-to-back walks. Butts back in at the plate. Awaits the 3-1. Top of the zone. Called strike two. A little bit of a hesitation there from the home plate umpire. No, a little bit of a worry there. For a brief moment that was going to be called ball four. But 3-2 full count. Big pitch right here from Conrad. And it's high. Ball four. Back-to-back walks will put runners on first and second with only one out. This brings in the number nine hitter, Raylan Scott.
Now batting for the Bobcats, it's number 16.
Really important.
Raylan Scott.
For Mo Conrad and Grass Lake to get this batter out. I mean, when you get the 7, 8, and 9 batters, when they all have success at the plate, really tough, especially with the top of the order coming back in. Next pitch, that one just off the plate, low and away. Again, that's another pitch that I'm not sure. Not quite sure where that one missed, but all the same, it's a 1-0 count. Next pitch, low and inside now, 2-0. Very tight strike zone in this one. And now there's going to be a meeting right here for Grass Lake in the circle, trying to settle Conrad down. Got the leadoff batter retired on a single pitch. And then back-to-back walks. Not really getting much help from the home plate umpire. A couple close pitches in there. Just outside the zone. So runners on first and second with one out and a 2-0 count for Raylan Scott at the plate. A couple practice swings before getting back into the batter's box. Light drizzle still continuing on here at Novi High School's, maybe slightly easing up, hopefully. 2-0. Check swing. Man, that's three straight pitches in this count. I would argue that could all be strikes. That one, that didn't quite look below the knees to me, but evidently was. 3-0. Check swing. Okay, that one, I don't know how that could have been ball four. Thankfully, he called strike. Man, you probably would have had some pretty vocal opposition from Grass Lake supporters if that was ball four. 3-1 pitch, ready to go. Swing and a foul tip, and that one flew out of the hands of Raylan Scott. She lost the bat there, went right to the screen behind. Maybe some of the light drizzling here, making that grip a little bit slippery there on the bat. You can see her put the bat down on the ground and her wipe off her hand, so that probably is the case. She gets back into the box. Big pitch here from Conrad. 3-2 swing and a tapper foul to the left-hand side. And she stays alive in the count. No score yet. You're in the bottom of the second, but for the second inning in a row, Whiteford threatening with some of the first runs of the game. Conrad and Grass Lake's defense trying to keep that zero on the board. Another payoff. Called strike three inside. There you go. Huge second out. And that brings in A.B. Wood to the plate. See, and my thing is where that pitch was inside. I'm not sure how you call that one a strike, but then the first three pitches, how they were all low. They looked way more in the zone than that one. But we're not going to argue with the final result there. First pitch check swing broke the plane. 0-1 count for A.B. Wood. Runners on first and second with two outs. Next pitch, swing and a foul. 0-2 count. Another real opportunity for Mo Conrad and Grass Lake to get out of another jam. Let's see what they pull out of their hat next. A.B. Wood, of course, for the bottom of the first inning leading off, she was hit by a pitch and then on two passed balls moved all the way up to third, and she was eventually picked off third on a suicide squeeze attempt. 0-2. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to second. Smith tossed to second for the force out. And Grass Lake again getting out of danger. Two runners on with only one out. Big back-to-back outs to get out of that jam, and we remain without a score through two innings. Top of the third, coming your way next. This is the Girls Softball State Quarterfinals, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Kubota keeps the job site running smoothly with the number one selling compact excavator lineup in the world. Reliable, capable, and backed by strong dealer support. Stop by today to power up your crew. Right now, bring home select Kubota excavators with 0% financing available or save up to $7,000. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com. Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Two innings, no runs. 0-0 between Grass Lake and Whiteford in our girls' softball state quarterfinals. Connor Dockery with you on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as well as online at WKHM.com. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Some slight drizzling throughout the game, but of course, nothing near a cause of concern with any stoppage in this game, and any thunder and stuff like that not expected until later this afternoon. So a big factor in moving today's game up to 11 o'clock from the original 5 o'clock start time scheduled. So Grass Lake still searching for their first base runner. They've been retired in order in the first two innings. We got 7-8-9 due up, led off by the catcher Chloe Hollyfield, who lines one foul to the screen on our right-hand side. Next pitch from Peyton Welch, who's been tremendous today for Whiteford. She finds the outside half of the plate for a called first strike. Rocks and fires again, Hollyfield initially showing button, then lines one into center field. First base hit of the game, and then the throw back in a little bit wild. Goes all the way to the backstop. That's going to Vance Hollyfield to second. So no base runners at all for Grass Lake in the first two innings. And just like that, they have a runner in scoring position with no outs. Here is Kaylee Hillbearer, the right fielder. So a single and an error on the play, putting her in scoring position, and we've got a courtesy runner. It's Ava Hamp, the junior. She's going to come in, and she's going to be the base runner on second base. So Hamp at second with no outs. Kaylee Hillbearer ready to go at the plate, waiting for the official go-ahead from the home plate umpire, getting his lineup in order with that courtesy runner on second. So Peyton Welch, first pitch. That one misses up and away. All one. So Kaylee Hillbearer right here with her and Adeline Henson. Both next in the order. Really important that one of these next two hitters get on base. With the top of the order working next, as there is a bunt attempt there from Hillbearer on the next pitch. She did hold off, and then an appeal by the umpire there at second. She did not officially break the plane. She held up in time, so 2-0. Just like that, in the next pitch, that one on the top of the zone. Called strike one. Hollyfield will make it Hamp there at second. Really trying to tease the catcher Williams right here off of second after each pitch. 2-1. Swing and a foul tip. Just getting a piece of that one. A little bit of a jam there as well for Kaylee Hillbearer, but that runs the count even 2-2. Quick dust off of home by the home plate umpire before proceeding. Hillbearer back in at the plate. The drizzling subsiding for a moment, thankfully. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And there's the first out of the inning. Huge first out for Whiteford. That's the fifth strikeout in not only three full innings of work for Peyton Welch. Again, she's been tremendous today. So a runner on second with one out. Here's the number nine batter, Adeline Henson. Left fielder shows bunt, holds off. The pitch is high, and it's ball one. With all the pressure on the bases that Whiteford has had so far and not able to come through here, Grasslake knows they really got to come through here. It's going to be one of those games similar to their regional championship game against Clinton. Base runners were at a premium for the first five innings of that game. Another check swing, hold up, ball two, and then a pitch goes high straight to the backstop, and then Williams can't hold on as it rebounded quickly, and she kind of bobbled it, and that presented a huge window of opportunity for Ava Hamp to move up to third on that wild pitch. And now Grasslake, go-ahead run, stands at third with one out only, and now here's going to be a circle visit for Whiteford, trying to settle everything down. Peyton Welch, again, she's been unbelievable through two innings. Four of those six outs coming by way of the strikeout prevented any Grasslake base runner, and then the leadoff single from Holyfield with Ava Hamp in place of her. She was able to get the single and then move up to second on an error on the same play, and then now the wild pitch moving Hamp up to third. And with the top of the order working, huge opportunity. So Adeline Henson back in at the plate. She is ahead with the 3-0 count. Pitch. Misses high. Four pitch walk. First walk issued by Welch. And with 7-8-9 due up in this inning for Grasslake, two of those three batters getting on. Major opportunity, especially with the tremendous defense and pitching they've been able to get out of some tough situations themselves. You know it's important. Got to come through right here, because you know Whiteford, they've through the first two innings, they've threatened each time. They're always a threat to score runs, so Grasslake, they need to not squander the opportunities that they have. I would reckon probably not going to be many opportunities in this game, similar to their 4-2 win against Clinton on Saturday in the regional championship. So Lily McVicker stands in. Quick chat with Roger Cook before getting in the box. First pitch, swing and a miss late and underneath that one. It's a 0-2 count and then a steal of second, but not even a throw from Williams. Doesn't want to chance any more mistakes here to bring in the first run of the game. So Henson on second, Hamp at third with only one out. No score yet. 0-1. Runs inside, and that gets away from Williams. This is going to score the first run.
Come on!
Oh, no. They're going to force her to go back. They're going to say foul. It did initially look like McVicker swung and missed. And that was off the glove, but the home plate umpire saying a foul off the mitt of the catcher. So hold the phone. No run actually scoring. And then she swings and misses on the next pitch for the second out of the inning. Ooh, man. That's a tough pill to swallow right there. So McVicker strikes out for the second time today. And now Layla Smith trying to come through for Grasslake. Runners on second and third with two outs. Still searching for the first run of the game. Pitch misses off the backstop, and Hemp slides in safely. A wild pitch brings in the first run of the game. 1-0 Warriors. With how great Welch has looked in the first two innings, she's looked very shaky here, especially getting that leadoff runner on and in scoring position immediately. And Henson was able to move up to third on the play as well. So 1-0 Grasslake here in the top of the third. runner on third with two outs and a 2-0 count for Layla Smith. Still can add on more here. Next pitch showing bunt. Holds off. Misses inside. Ball three. Practice swing for Smith out of the box. Gets back in. 3-0. Shows bunt. Misses inside again. Peyton Welch has walked two of the last three hitters. And now there's runners on the corners. With two outs, 1-0 Grass Lake. Here is Mackenzie Hillbearer, number three batter in the Grass Lake lineup. Trying to keep this momentum going. So Peyton Welch, quick look at the dugout there along the first baseline. First pitch, swing and a foul. That one goes into the screen to the right-hand side. Her eyes lit up, that high fastball. Couldn't quite catch up to it. Swung a little bit under it as well. Back to swing, gets back in the box. And now going to call time, steps out. Ready to go. Next pitch, called strike one, floats in top of the zone, changeup. 0-2 count now for Mackenzie Hillbearer. So Peyton Welch, runners on the corners, trying to strand these base runners on. Next one, low and inside, and the runner's going to steal second without a throw. Layla Smith now on second base now. A couple steals in this inning, and you can tell with some of these mistakes, wild pitches. Whiteford does not want to chance anything. Next pitch, swing. This is a grounder foul along the third base line. And nice grab there by head coach Roger Cook there. In the coach's box there. 1-2 count for Mackenzie Hillbearer. Swing right here could grow this lead even further. Peyton Welch looking to shut this momentum down. Pitch misses low and inside now. 2-2. Great take there from Hillbearer. Now completely dry here. No more raining and drizzling here as, well, for now at least at Novi. Next pitch, swing and a grounder. This one goes softly to first, and Stevens easily gloves that one, steps on the bag, retires two in scoring position, but Grass Lake able to do just enough to get the first run across on a wild pitch. So Grass Lake scores one run on one hit, one Whiteford error, and two runners left on base. Grass Lake leads 1-0. Bottom of the third, coming back in 60 seconds. This is the softball state quarterfinals brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we are all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
So Grass Lake, they strike first, 1-0. Here in the bottom of the third inning, today's coverage brought to you by the Brokerage House, Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, and County National Bank. But Whiteford, for all the base runners they've been able to get so far, clutch pitching and defense coming from Grass Lake to keep them off the board, but boy, they've got to keep this up. 1-0, man, that's two teams of this caliber. That is not a comfortable lead by any stretch of the imagination. Here's Cazino leading us off and grounds one on the first pitch in between first and second for a leadoff single. First base hit, as a matter of fact, of the game for Whiteford. All of the base runners for Whiteford to this point coming on walks and hit by pitches. So Grass Lake, they got things going with a leadoff base hit in the top of this inning, and Whiteford looking to respond here. This brings in a number three batter, Ava Stevens, who swings and fouls one behind to the screen to fall behind in the count 0-1. Stevens 0-1 in this one. A line out in the first inning. 0-1. Swing and a miss late behind the fastball, and it's 0-2. So Whiteford in the first inning, a leadoff hit batter, couple passed balls moving her up to third with no outs. And then a suicide squeeze attempt, great play by Kennedy Collins to throw her out as the pitch. That one's off the glove of Hollyfield on the 0-2, and that's going to move Addison Cazino up into scoring position with no outs. And another passed ball. 1-2 count, meanwhile, to Ava Stevens. Next pitch, swing and a pop. This one on the left side of the infield, and that's going to be easily caught by Mackenzie Hillbearer for a big first out. Runner on second with one out now for Whiteford, trailing Grass Lake 1-0 in the bottom of the third. That brings in Bailey Spradling. Spradling hit by a pitch in the first inning. Eventually retired on the bases. First pitch misses high for ball one. O'Conrad, and of course, excellent clutch pitching in this one so far. It's been in tough situations all three innings. Swing and a miss now. One ball, one strike to Bailey Spradling. Did she have that early runner on third with no outs? And of course, the great defense by Kennedy Collins helping to get that runner out, preventing that score. And then even in the last inning as well, back-to-back walks, putting runners on first and second with only one out, and then a strikeout and a ground out, getting out of that jam. But here we go. We'll see how the team gets out of this one. Runner on second, one out, 2-1 count. Meanwhile, the Bailey Spradling. Next pitch misses high, goes straight to the backstop, and Cazino moves up to third on that wild pitch. Going to be another quick visit here with just Hollyfield and Conrad in the circle. Trying to work up a plan on how to get Spradling out. And now Coach Roger Cook going to come in and have a quick chat right here. Maybe going to be a change here. We'll see. Took the ball from Conrad. If anything, just a... another quick visit right here. Trying to get through this quick jam. Tying run for Whiteford. Stands on third with one out. So Conrad is going to continue right here. Of course, just again, great clutch pitching and clutch defense for Grass Lake in this one. But again, a team of this caliber, you can't count on getting out of that jam every single time. They've been threatening with runners in scoring position all three innings. 3-1 to Spradling. Swing and a pop. This one in shallow right field. That one's caught. And the runner coming in. Great relay throw back in. Oh, Hollyfield couldn't hold on to it. The throw was in time, but Hollyfield, she turned to make the tag, but didn't take the ball with her. And it's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Spradling. We're tied at one. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Base is empty. Two outs now. Here's Peyton Welch. First pitch to her. Swinging a foul behind. This So even though the run did score there, we'll see if the bases just being empty will help Conrad pitch with a little bit more confidence here to get out of the inning. Next delivery. Swing and a miss. Tried to cut up at that one, but still swung underneath the fastball. And it's 0-2. So Whiteford still able to tie, but again, you knew 1-0. You knew you were probably going to need a lot more than just one run to try to win this thing. As he got a pitch up and away, misses for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Peyton Welch, she's 0-for-1 in this one. Struck out swinging to end the first inning. 1-2. Swing and a pop foul out of play up and behind us. Over to the parking lot. And we'll do it again with another 1-2 count. Practice swing. Back in the right-handed batter's box. 1-2 from Mo Conrad. Called strike three up and inside. Great location from the senior. Gets her third strikeout of the game. And the side is retired, but a one-out sacrifice fly from Bailey Spradling ties this thing up at one. Top of the fourth coming your way next. This is the girls' softball state quarterfinals brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
1-1, top of the fourth between Grass Lake and Whiteford in our girls' state quarterfinals. Here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, Connor Dockery with you from Novi High School. Got 4, 5, and 6 due up for Grass Lake, led off by Mo Conrad, who swings and fouls one up into the screen to the right for a one-strike count. Game was kind of rainy drizzly for the first two innings or so, but the last inning, the weather has been behaving itself. No further rain. Again, the nasty stuff not expected until later this afternoon, which is what prompted this game time being moved up from 5 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Pitch bounces in the dirt, 1-1. Next delivery from Peyton Welch, swinging a soft grounder. This one goes and then rolls foul before the first baseman Stevens is able to go and touch it. So it'll be a 1-2 count that actually plays into Conrad's favor, of course. Could have been tagged out right there at the time that Stevens grabbed that one. That was right when Conrad was running past. So instead, the at-bat stays alive. Check swing, and she broke the plane there. Strikeout to lead off the inning. Strikeout number 7 of the game for Peyton Welch, who's been terrific.
Riding up to the plate, it's number 7.
That brings in Kennedy Collins, third baseman for Grass Lake. Next pitch, that one called strike 1 on the upper inside corner. Grass Lake, of course, able to get that first run of the game in the last inning. Leadoff single for Chloe Hollyfield with an error, getting her up to second to lead off the inning. We got a swing and a miss now from Collins. Falls behind 0-2. Kaylee Hilberry strikeout, and then Adeline Henson, a walk and a steal. Getting two in scoring position with one out, and then a Wild pitch, scoring that run from third. Grasslake did threaten with a couple base runners in scoring position after that, but Peyton Welch able to shut down the inning. We got a ball now inside. 1-2 to Collins. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Peyton Welch to start this inning. And here's Michaela Jerk trying to keep the inning going for Grasslake. Peyton Welch getting back to her stuff that she was rolling with in the first two innings. Retired the first six batters in order.
At the plate, number 22, Michaela Jurek.
Jurek, first pitch, swinging a line drive, base hit into center field on the first pitch. Sometimes that's all you need to get a little spark going with two outs. Grasslake certainly has the talents up and down this lineup to make something happen at any time. It's a huge two-out base hit for Michaela Jurek, just the second hit of the game for Grasslake, and that's going to bring in Chloe Hollifield, number seven in the Grasslake batting order. First pitch, swing and a tapper foul to the right-hand side, falls behind 0-1. Hollifield, of course, the one who got this thing going for Grasslake in the last inning. That leadoff single into right field, which the error throwing it back in, allowing her to move up into scoring position with no outs. Swing and a miss now. As she falls behind 0-2, Peyton Welch looking to strand that two-out single at first base. 0-2, swinging another tapper foul along the first baseline. Still an 0-2 count. So Hollifield with that single in the last inning. Ava Hamp running on her behalf, and she was able to score that at that time go-ahead run. Next pitch, swing, tapper, this one to the left side of the infield, gloved, throw to first. That one just in time. Spradling to Stevens. Wow, that one was close. I don't know about that one. Ooh. Apparently not. That is going to be a huge third out for Whiteford. Two out single does not come to pass for Grasslake. We remain tied at one. Bottom of the fourth coming your way next. This is the girls softball state quarterfinals brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Ho, ho, ho. 1-1 tie. Bottom of the fourth inning now in our girls softball state quarterfinals between Grasslake and Whiteford. Connor Dockery broadcasting live from Novi High School here on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM and online at WKHM.com. Today's coverage brought to you by Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, and Jessica Villarreal five-star realty. We've got 6, 7, and 8 due up for Whiteford, led off by the left fielder Allison Griffith, who looks at the first pitch from Mo Conrad, blown away for ball one. Ready to go, next pitch. That one called strike one, upper inside corner. 1-1 count. Whiteford is threatened with base runners, multiple base runners even in scoring position all three innings, but it was in the last inning they finally came through as we got a swing and a foul tip behind. Now a 1-2 count for Allison Griffith, as Addison Cazino in the last inning, a leadoff single. Pass ball getting her up eventually into third, as we got a swing and a grounder. This one goes to second. Smith in time over to Durek for the first out. Eventually, Bailey Spradling with that sacrifice fly, scoring the tying run for Whiteford in the bottom of the third inning. This brings in the catcher, Alexis Williams. Base is empty, one out for Whiteford. First pitch, swinging a tapper foul along the third baseline. No balls, one strike. Alexis Williams drawing the walk in her first at-bat. Back in the second inning. Gets back into the box, so one on its way. Swing and a miss. Great delivery there from O'Conrad, and she gets ahead 0-2. Boy, she is really in need of a quick inning with all the pressure that Whiteford's been able to put on her and her defense. So far, we've got a swing and a line drive into center field. Base hit. Second hit of the game for Whiteford. They got a base runner on first with one out. Here is Ava Butts, right fielder for Whiteford. She also drew a walk in her first plate appearance. Looking to get back on base here to continue Whiteford's trend of just putting not only pressure on Mo Conrad, but the early pressure in innings against her. First pitch missed for a ball, as did the next one. Runner goes in the second pitch, and a great throw by Hollyfield, but a little bit high, and Mackenzie Hilbearer could not make the catch and then tag in time with Alexis Williams just ahead of that one. That's a steal. Runner on second now with one out. 2-0 count in the meantime to Ava Butts. Next pitch called, strike one, upper inside corner. So we're seeing Conrad more consistently getting into the strike zone. Took her a while to get a little bit used to the strike zone. Very tight, tight strike zone by this home plate umpire. As we got called, strike two, top of the zone. Couple pitches at times that maybe looks in the zone, but otherwise is not. Called strike three, this one in the zone. Upper inside corner, got her with the fastball, and there's a huge second out. Fourth strikeout of the game for Mo Conrad. There's the number nine hitter, Raylan Scott, for Whiteford, who steps in. She struck out looking in her first plate appearance in the second. Conrad looking for a similar result here. We got a swing and a pop to shallow center field, and it's going to be the shortstop, Mackenzie Hilbearer, who gets under that one to secure that third out. So besides that one-out single from Alexis Williams and then steal, fairly quick inning that Grass Lake has needed defensively, keeps this score tied at one. Top of the fifth coming your way next. This is the girls' softball quarterfinals brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen One-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
1-1 score between Grass Lake and Whiteford. Girls softball quarterfinals from Novi High School. On the top of the fifth inning, Grass Lake back at the plate. 8-9-1 due up for them in the inning, led off by the right fielder, Kaylee Hilbearer. Peyton Welch still in the circle for Whiteford. One run on two hits, eight strikeouts to just two walks. Despite a shaky third inning, she's been elite in this one as she finds the bottom of the zone to Hilbearer for the first pitch strike. A couple practice swings for Hilbearer out of the box, steps back in. Here's the 0-1 now. That one low. It's another one that I'm like, huh. Not sure where that one missed, but one ball, one strike for Kaylee Hilbearer. Next one, check swing. Did she hold up? She did, according to the first base umpire. Two balls and a strike for Kaylee Hilbearer. Good check swing there. Back in now. 2-1 from Welch. Swinging a foul tip behind to run even in the count. Today's coverage brought to you by Prates Place in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week. Live music on select nights. Event space for your next event as well. Offering smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. That's Prates Place in Grass Lake. 2-2. Called strike three for Kaylee Hilbearer, and that's the second time she's gone down on strikes in this one. And strikeout number 9 of the game for Peyton Welch. Retires the leadoff hitter. Here's Adeline Henson.
Now standing in the batter's box, number 5, left fielder, Adeline Henson.
Looks like we're going to have a change with the next batter as well. Lily McVicker instead with her two strikeouts that she's had in the first two times she's been at the plate. It's going to be the freshman Taylor Dick as a pinch hitter with the next batter. Meanwhile, first one here for Henson. This is blown away for ball one. 1-0 on its way. Showing bunt. Tapped foul on the left-hand side to draw even in the count. Henson drew a walk in her first plate appearance back in the third inning and was able to steal a base. It was a part of that one-run third inning that Grass Lake at that time was able to take a 1-0 lead. And a foul tip now, 1-2 count. Grass Lake taking that 1-0 lead at the top of the third, and then the bottom of the third, a sacrifice fly for Whiteford, tying this game up. 1-2 count meanwhile on the foul tip. Late swing and a miss. Looked a little indecisive at the plate there. On the swing, committed a little bit too late, and she strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Welch, now up to 10 through nearly five full innings. Bases empty, two outs. Here's Taylor Dick now. First pitch, late swing and a miss. Taylor Dick, freshman for Grass Lake. She's got some pinch running opportunities in the regional tournament last week. Looks at the next pitch in there for a called second strike. 0-2 now. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Second inning of the game. Peyton Welch strikes out Grass Lake in order. Up to 11 strikeouts now, and we remain tied at 1. Bottom of the fifth coming your way next. This is girls softball quarterfinal action brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Kubota keeps the job site running smoothly with the number one selling compact excavator lineup in the world. Reliable, capable, and backed by strong dealer support. Stop by today to power up your crew. Right now, bring home select Kubota excavators with 0% financing available or save up to $7,000. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Bottom of five, still 1-1 in our girls' softball quarterfinals from Novi High School. Whiteford, 1-2-3 due up, led off by the center fielder, Evie Wood. She's 0-1, ground out in the second inning, and of course hit by a pitch in the first inning, made it all the way up to third on a couple of pass balls with no outs. But eventually out at third on a suicide bunt attempt as we got a grounder to short, throw offline. And that error, instead of a out at first, we now have a runner on second with no outs. Throw was a little bit low in the dirt. Tough one for Jerk to try to snag that one. Second error of the game on Grass Lake. We'll see how they get out of this jam. They've been out of jams consistently in this one. As a matter of fact, they're probably it's their tremendous defense that has prevented them this from being even more than one run. As we got a bunt attempt just ahead of first, and boy, that's going to be eaten up by Hollifield. Indecisive on making a play between first or third, and instead we've got runners on both bases, first and third, with no outs. And of all the great opportunities that Whiteford has had to score in this one, this has probably been their best opportunity to try to score. And we're going to have another visit here for head coach Roger Cook and the rest of the Grass Lake infielders on how to get out of this jam. 1-1 tie. Runners on first and third, no outs. For Whiteford getting into the heart of their lineup, which has been consistently able to get on base through this game. Tough one. But hey, again, we've seen some similar tough situations in this one that Whiteford has put against Grass Lake. And Grass Lake, they have the talent. They have the talent to get out of situations like this. But again, this is a team, Whiteford, that has consistently, they have consistently been able to make deep, deep postseason runs. So they've been battle-tested in recent years. They also got a pinch runner on first base. It's Ava Swy. A lot of Avas on this team. We got a bunt attempt and then an uncontested steal of second for Swy. So runners on second and third now for Whiteford with no outs. Ava Stevens at the plate, looked at that first pitch for a strike. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Man. Got to get a big out right here, preferably a strikeout. But if you can keep it in the infield, more than anything, that's what Grass Lake needs right now. 0-2, pitch misses high. Keep it in the infield. Obviously, Whiteford's going to be trying to do something with the base runners, try to create more indecision like the last play. But got to try to prevent a run right here. 1-2. Swing and a miss! A huge yell from Conrad in the circle. A little bit of pressure taken off right there, but not out of the woods yet. Huge strikeout for the first out. Her fifth strikeout of the game. Here's Bailey Spreadling now. And she's the one who put the tying run on the board for Whiteford back in the third inning with that sacrifice fly. First pitch showing bunt pops just ahead of home. Conrad throw home, but not able to get turn the tag. And that is going to score the go-ahead run for Whiteford. Infield single with an RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. From Bailey Spradling, responsible for bringing home both runs for Whiteford in this one. It's 2-1 now.
At the batter's box now, number 12, pitcher Peyton Miller.
So Wood scores from third. Avi Swy moves up to third. And then Bailey Spradling at first with only one out. First pitch now to Peyton Welch. In there for a strike. And then an uncontested steal of second by Spradling. Two in scoring position with one out. Whiteford threatening to add more here. Now we got a swing and a grounder. This one right back to the circle. And then the throw to home. Tag not in time. Oh, unbelievable. Trying to save these runs, but instead Whiteford is scoring runs and continuing to pass the baton down the order with an endless stream of base runners. 3-1 now. Whiteford over Grass Lake. And now there's going to be another visit in the circle. Looks like that's going to be it for Mo Conrad in the circle. Going to be going at another pitcher here. Looks like it's going to be Kaylee Hillbearer. So we're going to take a 30-second timeout while she gets warmed up. 3-1 Whiteford over Grass Lake on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
So Kaylee Hillbearer warming up in the circle for Grass Lake. Well, Conrad has been pulled from this one. But man, just tough plays to be made in this inning after Whiteford getting on base with their first two hitters, reaching on an error and then a single. Getting two in scoring position with no outs. Got a big strikeout of Ava Stevens, but then from there, Bailey Spradling with a bunt just ahead of home plate. Tough play to be made. That one scoring a run. And then a fielder's choice right there, Peyton Welch. With Conrad trying to get out the out at home, not able to. And we got two runners on in scoring position. First pitch in there to Allison Griffith. In for a strike, followed by an uncontested steal of second again for Whiteford. Getting two runners in scoring position again with one out. So Hillbearer, different arm in here, trying to get out of this jam. Next one misses the bunt. Griffith falls behind 0-2. Two in scoring position, one out, 0-2 count, and a 3-1 score for Whiteford over Grass Lake. And now the umpires are going to have a visit right here. After that one, maybe potentially overturning that call. We'll see. They will confirm that strike call. 0-2. Or out. Yeah, they had a visit right there in between. Maybe hitter's interference.
At the plate, number 21. Catcher,
so Griffith is out. Big second out there. Alexis Williams now at the plate. Now we got a swing on the first pitch. That one goes to Hilbert out of the circle. Throw to first. Just in time, recovers after a little bit of a bobble. But a huge two-out relief appearance for Kaylee Hilbert. Able to get out of danger, stranding two in scoring position. But the damage has been done. Two runs on two hits, one Grasslake error, two left on, and it's a 3-1 lead for Whiteford over Grasslake. Heading into the top of the sixth inning. Coming your way next, this is Girls Softball Quarterfinals, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen One-Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime. Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Latter stages of this one. Grasslake now trailing Whiteford 3-1. At the top of the sixth inning, Connor Dockery from Novi High School on Fox Sports 101.9 FM and online at WKHM.com. 2, 3, and 4 due up for Grasslake, led off by Layla Smith. Boy, they need a big inning at the plate. Only been able to break through in the third inning. Besides that third inning, they've only had one base runner outside of that inning. Peyton Welch has been unbelievable for Whiteford in this game. First pitch to Smith misses high, as does the second pitch. 2-0 count for Smith. Good spot here to try to get on base. Got to get some early pressure. That's how they did it in the third inning. Broke through for that one run that they've gotten. Has the next pitch in there for a called first strike. They got the leadoff single for Chloe Hollifield in that inning. And an error bringing her up into scoring position. And from there, did get her in for the score. Swing and a miss now on a high pitch. Smith now 2-2. Got a couple more raindrops coming in now. The weather behaved itself for the middle innings after the first two or so innings were a consistent slow drizzle. As you got a swing and a foul tip to the screen to the right. 2-2 for Smith. Trying to get on base. As Grasslake looks to answer that two-run bottom of the fifth that Whiteford has. We've got a swing grounder. This one goes right back to Welch in the circle. Bobbled it for a moment, but able to recover, make the throw to first to Stevens, and get that first out. So that retires Smith. Base is empty, one out. Here is Mackenzie Hilbert now at the plate. 3-1, Grasslake trailing Whiteford in the top of the sixth of our girls' quarterfinals. Winner of this game moves on to take on the winner of Boyne City and Everett in the state semis at MSU on Friday. First pitch is high for a ball to Hilbert. Shows bunt before the pitch, holds back, swings, and it's going to be fouled into the screen for a 1-1 count. Got another light drizzle going here from Novi. We knew that that was a possibility through this game, but significantly better weather comparatively to what we're probably facing later on this evening for the original scheduled start time of this game being 5 o'clock. Next pitch, 0-2, make it ball 2, 2-1 count for Mackenzie Hilbert. Starting to see the umbrellas get open back up here in the stands. Swinging a foul up and over the Whiteford dugout and out of play. Makes it 2-2. Takes a brief swing, gets back in. Now a swing and a tapper right ahead of the circle. Welch bobbles it and can't make the throw. Hillbearer gets on base. Much needed here. And Grass Lake, a runner on first with one out. Mo Conrad standing in. Infield single there. Third hit of the game for Grass Lake, and they can get multiple base runners on. We'll see. Pitch goes to the backstop. Throw try to get her out at second. Offline. Mackenzie Hilder, just like that, a single, and then a wild pitch moving her into scoring position with only one out. Great opportunity for Grass Lake. Here's the 0-1. Check swing inside. Going to say that got enough of the plate. For called first strike, it's 1-1 for Conrad, who is 0-2. A ground out in the second and a strikeout swinging in the fourth. 1-1. That's high off the glove of Williams, the catcher. And that will move Kenzie Hillbearer to third. Runner on third with one out. Grass Lake trailing by two, so they still got to try to get some more traffic on the bases if they want to try to at least tie this one in the top of the sixth, but this definitely helps with pressure. 2-1, swing and a miss. Makes it a 2-2 count. Welch winds and fires. Swing and a tapper foul. In the turf, just to the left of home base. And it's still going to be a 2-2 count. Ready to go at the plates, Conrad. Here's Welch with the 2-2. High and goes to the backstop. Hillbearer initially going home, but then she has to backtrack as that took a very fortunate bounce for Whiteford. Went right back behind home plate for Williams. And then the feed to Welch there to tag her out. She almost certainly would have been out if she committed for the score, but luckily for Hillbearer, she does retreat back to second. 3-2 full count meanwhile for Conrad. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Big second out. Strikeout number 12 today for Welch. Grass Lake runner on third with two outs. Here is Kennedy Collins. Need a big swing right here to at least cut into this two-run deficit. First pitch, high and away. Great glove there by Williams to prevent that one from going to the backstop. As a matter of fact, it was a wild pitch with a runner on third. That's what was the lone Grass Lake run scored back in the third inning. Next pitch, big swing and a miss. Swung under that one, and it's 1-1. Hits back into the box. 1-1 pitch from Welch. Swing and a miss out in front of that one. Committed too early. Nice changeup from Welch. And it's 1-2, trying to strand a runner on third.
Deep breath here, kid. Confidence, confidence.
Hits back into the box. Collins ready to go. Welch, next pitch high. Trying to get another changeup through. 2-2. Again, trying to keep it in the zone because a wild pitch can still score that run from third. Rain's starting to get a little bit heavier here. Swing and a foul on an inside pitch. Still a 2-2 count. Rain a lot heavier now. Still not too heavy, but I would say a medium rain right now. Light rain in the first couple of innings, but now a medium rain right now here in the top of the sixth. 2-2 again. Collins just off the plate. Big time take for Collins. That was tempting, but a 3-2 full count for Kennedy Collins. This could be the biggest pitch of the game so far. 3-2. Collins, swing and a foul. An out would retire the side and then would have 6, 7, and 8 due up for Grass Lake in the top of the seventh trying to rally, but at least maybe a walk here trying to keep this inning going. And a base hit obviously would cut the deficit to 2. Next pitch, swing and a grounder. This one is foul. Ooh, man, that was close. Home plate umpire coming in immediately and ruling that one foul. Coach Roger Cook is going to have a discussion with the umpires right here. Not happy with that call. That one just hugging the foul line along third. Skipped just outside of that bag. So that one very nearly scored a big run to bring Grass Lake within one, but instead, Kennedy Collins gets back into the batter's box with a 3-2 count. Next one, taken inside. That one's ball four. Much needed walk for Kennedy Collins and Grass Lake. They've now got runners on first and third with two outs. Here's Michaela Jurek. Grass Lake trailing 3-1 here in the top of the sixth. Got to try to come through right here. Going to be even tougher to try to do this in the top of the seventh, trying to rally. But huge spot right here for the Lady Warriors. First pitch to Jurek. That one's taken low and in. Ball one. Gets ahead in the count. Kayla Jurek, she is 1-for-2. A ground out in the second and a single in the fourth. 1-0, taken outside, just grazing the outside half of the plate for strike one. And a consistent rain, now medium rain here from Novi. Hopefully this doesn't last too long, but again, they're just going to try to power through this. 1-1, late swing and a miss in an uncontested steal of second. Boy, with this rain, making the turf a little bit more slick. Collins actually overslid the base. There was no return throw, however, but a steal regardless for Kennedy Collins. You could see her having a laugh about that one afterwards. But Grass Lake, two in scoring position with two outs, trailing by two runs. A base hit could tie the game. Jurek with a 1-2 count. Here's the next pitch. Swinging a fly ball. This one going to right field, and it's going to be gloved by the right fielder, Ava Butts. And that will stymie Grass Lake's little run here. Little momentum that they got in this inning. Two in scoring position are stranded, and they remain trailing Whiteford by two. 3-1 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Back in a moment. This is girls softball quarterfinals action here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Great decision by the DJ here at Novi High School, playing CCR. We'll stop the rain, no kidding. Rain easing up a little bit here. It did pick up there in the last half inning, but Grass Lake, they had two in scoring position stranded. They trail 3-1 to Whiteford here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM and on WKHM.com. 8-9-1 due up for Whiteford. Their last chance to add to their lead before Grasslake tries to rally in the top of the seventh. First pitch, that one misses just off the plate, low and away for Ava Putz. Ball one. Kaylee Hilbearer remaining in the circle in relief. Bo Conrad going the first 5 1/3 innings. Make it 4 1/3 innings before Hilbearer had to come in and get the last two outs. Big two outs, by the way, as those that stranding two in scoring position for Whiteford. Their chance to add to their lead even more. They already scored two runs in the inning before those outs. Next pitch misses off the plate for ball three. 3-0 count to Ava Butts to lead off the inning. 3-0. Ooh, called strike one, top of the zone. Got nervous there. A little bit of a hesitation there from the home plate umpire, but still was able to make that call. 3-1. Hilbearer trying to retire the leadoff hitter here. Next pitch. That one called strike two, up and away. Great location. 3-2 full count. Next pitch, swinging a line drive left field into the glove of Henson out there for the first out. Big one for Grasslake. Keeping the bases empty with one out. Now going to have a visit right here with Coach Roger Cook. Looks like going to bring Mo Conrad back in. Just needed to give her a little bit of a break with some of that pressure coming in on the fifth inning. But she is good to proceed back in this one. So we'll see if she's going to need some warm-up pitches. Looks like she is going to need some warm-up pitches. So we're going to leave it right here. We're going to leave it right here with that line out to Ava Butts to get the first out of the inning. So Hilbearer coming in, getting three big outs before going back to Mo Conrad, who in this one allowed three runs on four hits, five strikeouts with two walks. That medium rain, I think, subsiding. Maybe a raindrop here and there, but that's kind of what we envisioned would be the case today here at Novi. With moving the game up, you knew there was going to be pretty much rain the whole day, but yeah, it's bound to get a little bit nastier as the afternoon wears on. So I think they did make the right decision moving the game up. So it's Raylan Scott now at the plate, second baseman for Whiteford. She stands in now. Base is empty, one out. Whiteford up 3-1. Last chance to add to their lead. We got a line drive into foul territory. Slicing just foul along the third base line. Boy, loud contact on the first pitch, but not able to keep it fair. Scott is 0-2. A strikeout looking in the second inning. Then a pop out in the fourth inning. Grasslake coming through. Make it Whiteford coming through. Two runs in the fifth inning to move a 1-1 tie to a 3-1 lead over Grasslake. Pitch bounces in the dirt. It's 1-1 now. A error and then a single. An infield single to lead off the inning. Getting that inning going for Whiteford as we got a swing and a line drive. This one in fair territory just along the third baseline in left field. But a great quick throw back in by Henson in the relay to Mackenzie Hilbearer to limit that to just a single for Raylan Scott. Regardless, fifth hit of the game for Whiteford, and they have a one-run base runner. They have had base runner, at least one base runner, in all six innings now.
Next in the batter's box.
So that brings in A.V. Wood, the center fielder.
Leadoff batter, center fielder, A.V. Wood.
second. This is Whiteford's last chance to try to add to their lead before Grasslake tries to rally in the top of the seventh. We got a swing and a pop shallow right field, and the right fielder, Kaylee Hilbearer, able to run that one down for the big second out. We're on first two outs. That brings in Addison Cazino, the third baseman for Whiteford. O'Conrad looking for a quick out right here, and then Grasslake will try to rally for at least two runs. Big swing and a miss on the first pitch. High. Strike one. Cazino, she's 2-for-3. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Then singles in the third and fifth innings, with a run scoring, herself scoring in the third, and then scoring on her behalf in the fifth. Next pitch misses high. One ball, one strike to Addison Cazino. Takes a practice swing back in the right-handed batter's box. 1-1 on its way. Swing and a foul tip behind. Ball's behind 1-2. And Conrad, an opportunity to get out of this inning after that one-out single by Raylan Scott. Steps back in. Now a step off of the rubber there for Conrad. Needs a new softball. Takes a moment before getting back ready in the circle. Here's the 1-2 on its way. That one high. A threat to run there by Scott, but she moves back to first. 2-2. Ready to go. 2-2 from O'Conrad. Swinging a flare out to right field. That's going to be a two-out base hit. Meanwhile, Scott trying to run up to third. Great throw back in. She's tagged out. Amazing relay from Kaylee Hilbearer. Raylan Scott a little bit too aggressive on the bases. And that's going to end the bottom of the sixth for Whiteford. But Grasslake, they got to try to score at least two in the top of the seventh to try to rally here against some tough, tough pitching from Peyton Welch of Whiteford. 3-1. Grasslake trails. Back in a moment on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you by Aspen One Hour.
Budweiser, the American lager. A time-honored recipe, true to our original process, brewed using the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt, delivering great quality beer since 1876. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
One last chance for Grasslake to try to keep the game alive, try to keep the postseason run alive. Here in the state quarterfinals, top of the seventh, trailing Whiteford 3-1. Connor Dockery on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, online at WKHM.com. 7, 8, and 9 batters trying to come through for Grasslake against Peyton Welch, who misses on the first pitch for ball one. Let off for Grasslake, Chloe Holyfield, the catcher, followed by Kaylee Hilbearer and then Adeline Henson. Ideally, you'd probably want to get two of these three hitters on base as the first pitch missing, of course. Next one missing just off the plate. 2-0 count to Holyfield. Great opportunity here. She, of course, with her leadoff single in the third, that eventually led to Grasslake's only run of the game back in the third. Now a 3-0 count. Another pitch missing high. Great opportunity for Grass Lake here. 3-0. Way outside. Goes straight to the backstop, and that's a four-pitch walk for Hollifield. Not a bad way to get a rally going. Runner on first with no outs, trailing by two here in the top of the seventh. Here's Kaylee Hilbearer. First up, there's going to be a courtesy runner, Ava Hamp, running at first. As I mentioned, in the bottom three of your order due up here, you got to try to get at least two of these on. And now that they officially have done that, at least with the first batter here, got a good chance as the first pitch, that one missed for a ball, and then a check throw at first, which was offline, did go to the outfield, but Ava Hamp, as she slid back in head first, didn't quite have enough time to get back up and try to run for second. Meanwhile, it's just a 1-0 count for Kaylee Hilbearer. Next pitch, low and inside. Hamp threatening to move up to second, but doesn't. 2-0 count for Hilbearer. Not a single strike yet thrown by Peyton Welch here in this inning. And now we're going to have a meeting here. You can tell Welch a little bit frustrated, trying to get that command, but maybe a little bit of pressure right here to try to close this thing out. Grass Lake, of course, trying to rally down two. Peyton Welch has just been unbelievable for Whiteford in this one. So far, six innings, one run allowed on three hits, 12 strikeouts to four walks. But at times when Grass Lake's able to get some early base running pressure on, that's when they seem to have success, but it's been very, very few and far between. The majority of Grass Lake's base runners have come with two outs, as they did in the last inning, but not able to come through. So the meeting ends 1-0. Next pitch. That one misses high. I believe this should be 3-0. I think they missed the ball. Yes, 3-0 the count for Kaylee Hilbearer at the plate. Welch still has yet to throw a strike. 3-0. Misses up and away. Back-to-back walks and eight balls, no strikes. Thrown by Welch in the inning. I mentioned try to get two of the first three on, but how about the first two on base with no outs? Tying run moves to first base in the go-ahead run. Now at the plate, currently in the form of Adelyn Henson. First pitch, misses high. Nine balls and no strikes thrown in the inning. Grass Lake certainly needs all they can get right here to try to rally. They're not going down without a fight for sure. Top of the seventh. Next pitch misses high. Ball two. 10 balls and no strikes thrown for Peyton Welch, who has consistently been throwing strikes all game. 2-0. Another high pitch. 3-0 count for Adelyn Henson. Boy, could she load the bases all on walks and no strikes thrown. 3-0. Up and in! Three walks on 12 straight balls. Bases are loaded. Go-ahead run stands at second. Make it the go-ahead run stands at first. Tying run stands at second. Nobody out. This is the best chance that Grass Lake has had all game, and I think this is going to do it for Peyton Welch. It is. They're going to get a new pitcher in to try to get Whiteford out of this jam. We'll take a quick timeout back in 30 seconds. Top of the seventh. Grass Lake trailing by two, but trying the rally here on Fox Sports 101.9.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Top of the seventh, Grass Lake trailing by two to Whiteford, but they got bases loaded, no outs after three straight walks on 12 balls and no strikes from Peyton Welch after her great start. Pressure getting to her a little bit, and now Whiteford is turning to Macy Oval to try to shut this thing down. Here is Taylor Dick at the plate. First pitch misses low. Great block by Williams, however, but ball one. That is now across Oval and Welch. That is now 13 balls and no strikes in this inning. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. Next pitch runs in and gets her. Hit by pitch. Run comes in to score. And Grass Lake pulls to within one here in the top of the seventh. RBI brought to you by Aspen One Hour. Ava Hamp scoring. And now the tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second. Bases loaded, no outs. Here's Layla Smith. Wow. Still not a single strike thrown in the inning. Pitch bounces in the dirt. Gets to the backstop. And this game is tied. Hillbearer scores from third. Both other base runners move up. 3-3, wouldn't you know it? Wow. We will at least have a bottom of the seventh now, but Grass Lake trying to take the lead here, and then they have a chance to close it out. Pitch misses inside. Ball two, still not a single strike thrown by Whiteford in the inning. And head coach Matt Van Brandt's going to go out to the circle to have another chat with Macy Oval now. And now it looks like another pitching change here. Going back to Peyton Welch. Needed a quick break, but boy, she has just not been able to find the strike zone here after being able to throw strike after strike after strike through the first six innings here in the seventh. Pressure is getting to Whiteford. So she is back in now. Macy Oval just with one batter, just a hit by pitch. The first two runs of this inning responsible by Welch, so those go against her. Adeline Henson at third. That is Peyton Welch's base runner. And then Taylor Dick on second. That is Macy Oval's base runner. So Layla Smith back in the box with a 2-0 count. Grass Lake tied with Whiteford 3-3. Next pitch, finally a strike. That is the first strike thrown this inning. And it's a 2-1 count to Layla Smith. In the circle for Peyton Welch. Looking for a big swing, 2-1. Showing bunt, and that's going to be into the glove of the catcher, Williams. Wow. Bad luck on the bunt, but that's just the first out of the inning. So runners on second and third with one out now. Here's Mackenzie Hillbearer. First pitch. That one called strike one on the outside half. We'll see if getting that first out will give a little bit of momentum to Peyton Welch. But again, at the very least for Grass Lake, they've at least forced the bottom of the seventh inning. Potential for extras at the very least here as we got another pinch off the plate. One ball, one strike. Mackenzie Hillbearer, she's 1-for-3 in this one. Strikeout, a ground out, and a single. Grass Lake looking for that big swing. 1-0. Check swing. Taken high. And that's going to be confirmed by the second base umpire. She did hold up in time. 2-0 for Mackenzie Hillbearer. Make it 2-1. Next delivery. That one high. 3-1. A chance at the very least for Grass Lake to try to load the bases again. 3-1. That one on the inside half. Misses the plate, and it's ball four. Fourth walk issued by Welch in the inning. Bases loaded again for Grass Lake with only one out. Tied at 3. And Mo Conrad at the plate. First pitch. That one changeup gets the outside half for a called first strike. Boy, if anyone needs a great AB right here, it's Mo Conrad. Give herself a chance to shut this thing down in the circle. In the next inning, we've got a swing and a pop. This one in foul territory. And the first baseman, Stevens, able to come in and get the second out. A huge pop out there. Still a chance for Grass Lake to take the lead for the first time since the top of the third when they led 1-0. Here is Kennedy Collins now.
Third baseman, Kennedy Collins.
Boy, what a game right here. First pitch goes to the backstop. Throwing for the score. Safe. Took a big bounce. A fortunate bounce for Whiteford, but not able to get the tag out. Henson scores the go-ahead run. Two runs in this inning scored on a wild pitch. Grass Lake in front, 4-3. Both other base runners move up into scoring position as well. Now a chance to add. Pitch to Collins, swung on, a pop to short, and that's going to be gloved by the second baseman, I beg your pardon, Scott. But Grass Lake on some very suspect pitching from Whiteford. They rally from down 2. They score 3, take the lead 4-3, and now have a chance to close this thing out at the bottom of the 7th. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is the softball quarterfinals brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
What a turn of events here at Novi High School. Grass Lake now leads 4-3. Bottom of the 7th, Whiteford now trying to at least tie this thing up to force extras. Connor Dockery here at Fox Sports 101.9 FM, broadcasting online, WKHM.com. So Peyton Welch for Whiteford pitching phenomenally for the first 6 innings, but then all of a sudden, 3 straight walks on 12 balls and no strikes, loads the bases. You then had a run forced in with Macy Oval coming into pitch on a hit batter, forcing in a run to make it 3-2, and then a wild pitch scoring the tying run, and then another bases loading walk with another wild pitch on top of that scoring the go-ahead run. So Grass Lake scores 3 in the last inning on no hits. And now Mo Conrad, a chance to shut this thing down, but it's not going to be easy. Whiteford has been able to get at least one base runner on in all 6 innings prior to this one. 3, 4, and 5 due up. Here is Ava Stevens. First pitch, that one in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. So Mo Conrad, she did need a break in there. Kaylee Hillbearer able to come in and get three outs across the fifth and sixth innings. And then Mo Conrad coming back in, getting the job done in the last inning, preventing any further insurance Whiteford runs from scoring. Next pitch, swing and a tapper foul. That one goes straight to the Grass Lake dugout. One ball, one strike. Ava Stevens, she's 0 for 3. Line out in the first, pop out in the third, and a strikeout in the fifth. She's trying to come through here. Whiteford at least trying to get her on base. Chance to tie the game at the very least to force extras. 1-1. Swing and another pop foul up and out of play to our right. And it's a 1-2 count. Again, two teams of this caliber. This late in the playoffs, everybody's good. You just never know. 1-2. Swing and a pop. This one going to shallow right field, and it's going to be caught by Layla Smith from second. Huge first out. That brings in Bailey Spradling, who has come through on all three of her plate appearances. She was hit by a pitch in the first inning, had a sacrifice fly with an RBI in the third, and then a single with an RBI in the fifth, so she is responsible for two out of Whiteford's three runs. First pitch called, strike one on the inside half. Takes a deep breath, stands back in at the plate. 0-1 from Conrad. That one misses up and away. One ball, one strike. Bases empty, one out. Grass Lake leading 4-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes now. Here's a big pitch from Conrad. 1-2. Swing and a tapper. This one goes to first. Jurek trying to outrun her to first, and she does. First two batters retired. And Whiteford down to their final outs, but in a one-run game, don't get too comfy. Peyton Welch now at the plate, who again pitched phenomenally for six innings. A pitching meltdown resulting in Grass Lake not only tying the game but taking the lead in the last inning. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Boy, Mo Conrad, she is pitching with swagger right now. Oh, 1. Swing and a pop. This one out of play on the top of the Whiteford dugout, and now it's an 0-2 count. Whiteford down to their final strike. Can Grass Lake shut it down? Conrad needs a new ball there in the circle. Gets back in. 0-2, swing and a tapper just rolls along the first baseline, foul. Just hanging in there. Peyton Welch still alive at the plate. 0-2. Bases empty, two outs. Grass Lake trying to hang on for a thrilling 4-3 win. 0-2. That one high and away, ball one. 1-2 count now for Peyton Welch, who is 0-3 in this one. A pair of strikeouts and then a reach on fielder's choice in the fifth inning. Big fifth inning that Whiteford was able to score two runs. Next one, tapper foul along the third base line. Still hanging in there. She is not going down without a fight. Boy, a lot of pressure on her shoulders, of course. That pressure got to her in the circle in the last inning. Could not close this thing down. But now Conrad trying to close this thing down. 1-2. Swing and another foul up and out of play to the parking lot. Still alive at a 1-2 count for Peyton Welch. Conrad ready to go again. 1-2. Swing and a miss! And Grass Lake survives. Unbelievable rally. Scoring three runs in the top of the seventh inning on no hits. They take the lead, and Mo Conrad, for the first time today, gets through an inning in order. And Grass Lake moves on. Wow. Whiteford is stunned. They were three outs away. But then suddenly, Peyton Welch, who was amazing for six innings, she couldn't throw a strike. And Grass Lake took advantage. 4-3 is the final score. So, wow. Looking at this one, final stats. Mo Conrad, the winning pitcher, able to pitch six of the seven innings. Kaylee Hilbert coming in for an inning there between the fifth and sixth innings. Conrad allowing three runs on five hits, six strikeouts and two walks. Two hit batters in the first inning as well. Meanwhile, Peyton Welch, again, brilliant for six innings, but melted down. Pressure got to her in the top of the seventh. Final line score for her. She allowed four runs on three hits, 12 strikeouts with seven walks. Four of those walks coming in that seventh inning. So Grass Lake, it doesn't matter how you get the job done. All that matters is you come through when it counts and you get the job done. What a gutsy base running, too, in that seventh inning. With all those walks, couple wild pitches. That go-ahead run, too, that was a close call. But Adeline Henson able to score that winning run. And Grass Lake moves on in the state quarterfinals. Again, ugly, ugly win, but it doesn't matter at this stage. So Grass Lake will look forward to the winner of Boyne City and Evert on Friday at Michigan State University. They go back to MSU. The title defense continues. Grass Lake is back in at least the final four. So Whiteford, meanwhile, a lot of deep playoff runs in recent history, including three straight runner-up seasons between 2022 and 2024. A lot of other quarterfinal runs in the last 10 years. And their season ends in a stunner for them, a heartbreaker. And they have their season end in the quarterfinals. One more time, final score is 4-3. Grass Lake moving on to the state semis on Friday against the winner of Boyne City and Evert. And thanks for hanging out with us here on a moved-up game. Originally supposed to be 5 o'clock, moved up to 11 o'clock. It was a fun one, and Grass Lake got it done. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school softball on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Have a good rest of your day, everyone.